Thank you, Mr. Chair. First, I'd like to congratulate you on your appointment and assured you of our delegation's full support. Our working paper recommends strengthening the collaboration between the BWC and international organizations such as WHO and OIE. In such a case as sudden spread of infectious disease, it is hard to determine at the initial stage whether the event has occurred naturally, accidentally, or has been caused intentionally. But in any case, experts in relevant fields, such as doctors and epidemiologists, have to dispatch to detect pathogens, provide medical treatment, and identify the route of infection. In this regard, during the intersessional period from 2012 to 16 and at the meeting of state parties in 2017, some state parties have emphasized the importance of coordination with the WHO, OIE, and other international organizations at an early stage of the outbreak. So it would be meaningful to strengthen cooperation with these international organizations. As for WHO, as the international health regulation states, WHO is prepared to assist and respond to a public health emergency, regardless of the cause, whether it is a natural or deliberate outbreak. In order to prepare for all hazards, WHO established an emergency response framework to respond to all sorts of a public health emergency. To date, the emergency response framework has not been activated to respond to the deliberate outbreak of infectious virus and toxins. However, this kind of initiative opens a window for WHO to have more robust collaboration with the BWC state parties. As for OIE, OIE organized a global conference on biological threat reduction in June 2015 and in November 2017, reconfirming the importance of a collaboration among different stakeholders in order to respond to a biological threat. A discussion focused on enhancing cooperation among relevant international organizations to take actions to strengthen prevention, detection, and response mechanisms for public health and animal disease, regardless of whether it is intentionally, accidentally, or naturally caused. We also understand that OPCW and Interpol have also been working for collaboration with other international organizations. The ISU has actively played an important role in keeping contact with relevant international organizations such as WHO, OIE. The meeting of experts and a meeting of state parties and a review conference in the last 5 years have seen the participation of their staff. There has clearly been increased communication with relevant international organizations thanks to the ISU's enthusiastic efforts and regular communication. The awareness of the importance of the cooperation with international organizations has grown among stakeholders, and numerous initiatives have already been taken by state parties and international organizations. In order to further facilitate cooperation, we recommend that state parties continue to take advantage of the knowledge and experience of experts from relevant international organizations such as WHO and OIE in future discussions with the BWC, not only in MX2 but also in MX4. Discussion on assistance, response, and preparedness in view of effectively responding to sudden outbreaks. The relevant international organizations are also encouraged to report their relevant activities in the BWC meetings as required. Also, Japan will consider coordination procedure among state parties and relevant international organizations in the event of a public animal or plant health emergency so that smooth and swift action and exchange of information are possible. In this respect, Canada has already been conducting international organization coordination project, and Japan will also fund UNODA, United Nations Office for Disarmament Affairs, for the project to improve the preparedness of the relevant international organizations to ensure a coordinated international response to potential biological weapons use. Thank you.